Our second lesson for today is a very familiar text to us. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will fully know, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. This is the reading of our gospel, or our second lesson, I should say, for today. Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. All three of the lessons for today, familiar texts for me and ones that trigger Jeremiah, feeling the call of God. Ah, but I'm only a child, he said. But don't worry about it. I'll be there. I remember sitting in the pew like you, like the young people, kind of feeling that tugging from God. I think I could probably do one of these, I thought to myself, meaning a sermon. But I don't know what I would say the next week and the week after, etc. But don't worry about it. I'll be there. I'll trust me. And I remember, like Jesus, going back to Nazareth, preaching in his home synagogue, going to my home church the first time. I think I was still in seminary at the time, preaching in my home congregation. Is not this Roy's son? I didn't get the same treatment that Jesus did. They kind of ran him out of town. Good texts. But I've chosen to follow the second lesson from 1 Corinthians. Beautiful one. Familiar words. Probably the last time you heard those words might have been at a wedding. I can only say that as a pastor who did many weddings over those 38 years of active ministry and still do with some, there was no text that was chosen by couples more than 1 Corinthians 13. It was chosen often. It is beautiful. It is familiar. Love is patient and kind, it says. And so faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Great words. However, the context in which these words were written, we need to understand by going back into chapter 12, the previous chapter. And in that chapter, the Apostle Paul is is dealing with some controversy within First Church Corinth. They were fighting among themselves as to who had the greatest gift, as to who was the real leader, as to who was the one that had the most talent. They were quarreling among themselves over the gifts that God had given to them. And Paul reaffirms to them that indeed it is God who is the giver of all of these gifts. They are different gifts. Your gifts are not my gifts, are not your gifts. We all have different gifts, but we all have gifts. And we need to strive to use those gifts well. For example, I don't have the gift of working around the house and doing some of those kinds of things with electric and toilets and whatever else. And I got my buddy here, Dave Stoley, and that's his job. He's got those gifts. I don't have those gifts, but I got some other gifts that he doesn't have. But we use those gifts for each other and celebrate each other's gifts. And so that is the controversy that leads Paul into chapter 13. And he reminds the people not to say, my gift is better than your gift. And not to say that I am therefore better than you. For we are all necessary in the body of Jesus Christ. And we bring our own gifts, whatever those gifts may be. And together we become that body of Christ as we share them together. Jesus loved talking and using parables to illustrate what he was trying to get across to the people. Parables are great. I share with you a fable, call it a parable if you want. And when all else fails, they say, bring up a story about a puppy. Puppies always are successful. One day a little puppy came walking around his master's farm. When he came to the pen where the horse was, he heard the great animal call out to him, you must be new here, the horse cried. You will soon find out that the master loves me more than all the other animals because I carry loads for him. I suspect that an animal of your size is of no benefit to him at all. The little dog hung his head and was about to walk away when he heard the cow in the adjoining stall. I have heard most honored position on the farm. I have the most honored position on the farm because the lady makes butter and cheese from my milk. You, of course, provide nothing of value to the family. Cow, your position is no greater than mine, called the sheep. I lend the master wool to make his clothes. I provide warmth for the entire family. You are correct, however, about the dog, for he gives the master nothing. One by one, the animals joined in the conversation, telling about their honored positions on the farm. The chicken told how she produced eggs. The cat was famous for her quickness and how she rid the house of all the mice. All of the animals did agree on one thing, though. The little dog provided no service of value to the farm family. Stung by the criticism of the other animals, the puppy found a secluded place away from the animals and began to cry. An old dog heard the sobs and paused to listen to the little one tell his story. They are right, sobbed the little puppy. I provide no service to anyone. It is true, the old dog replied. You are too small to pull a wagon. You will never produce eggs, milk, or wool. But it is foolish to cry about what you cannot do. You must use the ability the Creator gave you to bring laughter and cheer And that night, when the master came home exhausted from long hours in the hot sun, the little puppy ran to him, licked his feet, jumped into his arms. Falling to the ground, the master and the puppy romped in the grass, finally holding him close to his chest, patting his head. The master said, "No matter how tired I am when I get home, I feel better when you greet me. I wouldn't trade you for all the animals on the farm." Small gift, but great results. This fable tells the truth, doesn't it? About gifts. About what we bring to the table as God's people. Our gift may be small. As a pastor, when I went to the churches that I served, I soon found out who were the, quote, movers and shakers, and who were not. I found out those systems and quickly learned them, but eventually began to really appreciate the gifts of everybody in that congregation. And we need to celebrate those gifts. And so that is what Paul is getting at as he comes from chapter 12 to chapter 13. And he says again to the people in Corinth, and I paraphrase, "If I speak in tongues or make beautiful music but have not love, I'm only a clanging cymbal. If I have wonderful intellectual knowledge but have not love, just who am I anyway? If my prayer life is faithful enough to move mountains but have no love, who am I anyway? Finally, if I serve my church undauntedly so that everything gets done the way I think it ought to get done, but have not love, nothing is gained." My friends, the message is clear today from the Apostle Paul. We have all been gifted with many and varying gifts, big and small. And God says, "Trust me, I will help you to serve in whatever gifts I have given you. Use them wisely. Use them well for your own strengthening, but also for the strengthening of the body of Christ here at Ephraim Moravian Church and in the mission that our Lord has set before us out into the world. Be thankful for those gifts, for God has given them to you. So faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these, that gift that is eternal, is the gift of love." Amen.